We didn't have enough room to keep Graubard in solitary detention forever, which seemed to be the only humane yet practical thing to do. But they had plenty of room aboard the Masaryk, too, hovering overhead in a stationary orbit. I called Antipol, and she agreed to take care of him. I gave her permission to space the bastard if he gave her any trouble. We called a general assembly to explain things, so that the lesson of Graubard wouldn't be lost on anybody. I was just starting to talk, standing on the rock dais with the company sitting in front of me, and the officers and Graubard behind me, when the crazy fool decided to kill me. Like everybody else, Graubard was assigned 5 hours per week of training inside the stasis field. Under close supervision, the soldiers would practice using their swords and spears and whatnot on dummy Torrens. Somehow, Graubard had managed to smuggle out a weapon, an Indian chakra, which is a circle of metal with a razor-keen outer edge. It's a tricky weapon, but once you know how to use it, it can be much more effective than a regular throwing knife. Graubard was an expert. All in a fraction of a second, Graubard disabled the people on either side of him, hitting Charlie in the temple with an elbow, while he broke Hillebo's kneecap with a kick and slid the chakra out of his tunic and spun it toward me in one smooth action. It had covered half the distance to my throat before I reacted. Instinctively, I slapped out to deflect it and came within a centimeter of losing 4 fingers. The razor edge slashed open the top of my palm, but I succeeded in knocking the thing off course. And Graubard was rushing me, teeth bared, in an expression I hope I never see again. Maybe he didn't realize that the old queer was really only 5 years older than he, that the old queer had combat reflexes and 3 weeks of negative feedback kinesthesia training. At any rate, it was so easy I almost felt sorry for him. His right toe was turning in. I knew he would take one more step and go into a savate leap. I adjusted the distance between us with a short balestra, and just as both his feet left the ground, gave him an ungentle side kick to the solar plexus. He was unconscious before he hit the ground, but not dead. If I'd merely killed him in self-defense, my troubles would have been over, instead of suddenly being multiplied. A simple psychotic troublemaker a commander can lock up and forget about, but not a failed assassin, and I didn't have to take a poll to know that executing him was not going to improve my relationship with the troops. I realized that Diana was on her knees beside me, trying to pry open my fingers. "Check Hillebo and more," I mumbled. "And to the troops." "Dismissed,"